Thank you, Creator, whose greatness is greater than we could ever imagine. Help us hold on to our friends. We are nothing without them. Open our hearts towards each other. Connect us in wholeness so that we may raise a prayer that will resonate throughout all of your creation. Help us bring your light of love to the world, so there will be peace among everyone. Thank you for leading and teaching us through love and bestowal. To Joshua.
Hello to all the friends that have gathered here from all over the world. It is an honor and privilege for Salt Lake City and Kabu 2 to be able to serve the friends on this day. What a wonderful moment in the human experience to be alive, to be a part of something so great, to see how much the desire to rise above self-love has grown within the friends. I've never been associated with such a determined group of men and women that desire to not only believe in the Creator, but to reveal Him. More importantly, to reveal Him between us. This desire that I see and feel in the friends is what makes B'nai Baruch such a special environment. The amount of love and dedication that I see in you all is beyond words. I am so thankful to have such great friends to connect and grow with. Friends, please take a moment to focus our intention on why we are here and what we want to accomplish. We've been gathered here by the Creator to be here now, together, and the Creator doesn't make mistakes. Only together, friends. L'chaim.
And now to Chris.
L'chaim. It's such a great honor and privilege to be able to open the lesson in prayer with Kabu 2 and my friends and brothers in Salt Lake City. When we come together, we bring this this light, this energy of bestowal and love. We overcome our trivial desires and hold a piece of the spark up to the 10, and that's where all the awesome things happen. That's where the light of the Torah exists. That's where the correction, the connection, the future lies there. We are all connected in this one heart, this 110 of humanity. Each and every one of us need to detach from the illusion that is around us and dive into the 10. We need each and every one of us now. Especially now, we can break the barrier together, only together. We love you. Thank you for listening to us. This is a prayer. This is a request that we enter this lesson together as one man. L'chaim. On to Petah Tikva. Thank you.
כותב בעל הסולם בהקדמה לספר הזוהר.
בעל הסולם writes in the introduction to the book of Zohar. Do not be surprised that one person's actions bring elevation or decline to the whole world. For it is an unbreakable law that the general and the particular are equal as two peas in a pod. Hence, all that applies to the general applies also to the particular. Moreover, the parts make what is found in the whole. For the general can appear only after the appearance of the parts in it, and according to the quality and quantity of the parts. Evidently, the value of an act of an individual elevates or declines the entire collective.
Active workshop. How can we support the general Kli and bring it to wholeness during the lesson? Again, how can we support the general Kli and bring it to wholeness during the lesson?
We, throughout our activity, every time we connect in our intentions, every time we focus on it, we work in that direction. We include the entire world clean in our thoughts and our intentions. We incorporate together this wholeness that the Creator created here.
Yeah, with our desires, intentions, and requests for everyone, we can make a difference, we can influence it.
The support of General Kli is to pray, to ask the Creator to connect it into one, so he could truly reveal the Creator, rejoice Him, give Him contentment.
Yeah, bring Him contentment. It's exactly what we're doing right now as a focus group. Many people are listening to us all over the world, and that's our task. To bring joy and the right intention and wholeness to the lesson we're having now.
In joy, connection, and turning to the Creator to give Him contentment.
And precisely by discovering again the gap between the incompleteness and completeness, this is what creates our plea. So our whole work is to go back to what is the wholeness that we want and ask for it.
We ask together to get wholeness, which is adhesion in the Creator, to give Him contentment, to join, to be incorporated in the one common desire of the world, Kli, a common prayer.
And we'll try. We're heading for a lesson. We want to go into the lesson as one body, as one common vessel. So the more we see ourselves as belonging to this common vessel, the more we will create it.
Said, I wonder if we could unite humanity into a single man with one heart and one body. I'll cover him with love. It's the only thing we must learn. 'Cause we came from one point into this point we will return.
Rabash, letter 40. Through the wearing out of the hearts, even of the strongest ones, each will bring out warmth from the walls of his heart, and the warmth will ignite the sparks of love until a clothing of love will form. Then both of them will be covered under one blanket, meaning a single love will surround and envelop the two of them, as it is known that dvekut, adhesion, unites two things into one. And when one begins to feel the love of his friend, joy and pleasure immediately begin to awaken in him. For the rule is that novelty entertains. Since his friend's love for him is a new thing for him, because he always knew that he was the only one who cared for his own well-being. But the minute he discovers that his friend cares for him, it evokes within him immeasurable joy, and he can no longer care for himself.
And now we have a second active workshop, friends. Warm the hearts of the friends until we are all covered in a clothing of love. Again, warm the hearts of the friends until we are all covered in a clothing of love.
What a privilege we've been given to give an example to the whole society, and what friends we're with. Each one of us is a burning fire, a spark that lights up the entire world.
Yes, to see all the groups, all the friends that give all of themselves to the spiritual path. Truly overcome their day-to-day, their reality, their everything the Creator arranges for everyone. And still, with all the differences between us, we come and we want one thing only, the revelation of the Creator. And it's felt. It's felt between us. And each one of the friends has this special spark in him. So let's help one another to ignite it, to light it.
So let's ask the Creator to be revealed to us now in this lesson, to give us His quality of bestowal and love. And then we'll be able to disperse it to the whole world Kli, and bring everyone our love. And that's why we're here.
Great gratitude to the Creator who awakened us, gathered us, this holy society, has given us the privilege to work, serve Him, to build the Kli, to build a pipeline to humanity.
Yeah, we were all born once, and that was the second. There was 1 second where we weren't, and then we were. The same goes here. A second before the lesson, and then we enter the lesson, and we're born into the quality of bestowal and love.
And this love and connection between us, each one of us, alone and together, in one beloved heart that gives contentment to the Creator, L'chaim.
L'chaim. I feel great confidence together with you, and I'm totally ready, especially with all the reminders in our meetings during the day. I feel like we were never at such an intense time, so focused with our intentions. Now we just need to ask the Creator to come and realize everything that we have prepared.
תודה לך, בורא עולם. שגדולתו גדולה יותר ממה שיכולנו לדמיין אי פעם.
Thank you, Creator, whose greatness is greater than we could ever imagine. Help us hold on to our friends. We are nothing without them. Open our hearts towards each other. Connect us in wholeness so that we may raise a prayer that will resonate throughout all of your creation. Help us bring your light of love to the world so there will be peace among everyone. Thank you for leading and teaching us through love and bestowal.